Recorded Books presents Becoming Psychic, Lessons from the Minds of Mediums, Healers, and Psychics by Jeff Tarrant, Ph.D., BCN. Narrated by the author.
Forward. Ever since I was a child, I was aware that I had a way of seeing people and energy and information that was not the norm. I would see people in colors, feel what they were feeling, and at times know information about things I couldn't logically have known. Things that just happened in the person's past, would happen in the future, or names and information about loved ones close to them who had crossed to the other side. As I grew older, the materialistic paradigm that we are raised with issued a judgment on me. I had to either be deluding myself into believing that I could do things I couldn't do, or a fraud, because there was no way this could be real. Only it was real. I knew I wasn't delusional or a fraud. I was raised by two teachers who taught me to be a critical thinker. And a critical thinker doesn't just accept what someone else states as truth and then close their mind. A critical thinker goes on a journey of discovery and seeks the truth. And so I did. My journey led me first to see a psychiatrist, to whom I confessed that at times I would hear voices speaking to me. I explained that it was an internal hearing, not an external sound or voice, and I told him that these voices would tell me things. "What kind of things do they tell you, Laura?" the psychiatrist asked, narrowing his gaze at me. But what the voices would tell me were never scary. They would be someone's grandmother telling me that they were happy about the new baby in the family's arrival, who was named after them, or that the person I was talking to was about to get a wonderful new job. "The world is full of more things than we can possibly imagine," he told me. He assured me that I was not crazy or delusional. "It sounds like the information you're getting is healing and beautiful," he said. "Carry on." And so I did. My path of discovery next led me to the world of science to try to bridge the gap between the information I was getting and what we know of consciousness, of energy both seen and unseen. I was interested in finding out how I was able to easily access this information while other people seemingly could not. I knew that if I could do it, others must have this ability as well. Perhaps there was even a way they could learn to access it and use it as a tool to help guide them into their highest and best paths in life. And then the universe cued in Dr. Jeff Tarrant. I first met Dr. Tarrant in 2013 at a Forever Family Foundation conference in San Diego, California. The Forever Family Foundation is a nonprofit dedicated to helping people in grief. It was founded by Bob and Fran Ginsberg after their daughter Bailey died. The Ginsbergs started having signs and communications from Bailey, showing them she was still present and loving them, just in a new way. So they founded this organization to help people whose loved ones had passed by connecting them with a medium, an individual who can connect with the consciousness of those no longer in a physical body. They were careful to ensure the integrity of the program by implementing strict protocols and doing blinded tests on mediums to make sure that they were proficient using them, thus eliminating any chance of fraud. Mediums had to pass their test in order to volunteer. I passed the test in 2005 and have been volunteering ever since. Dr. Tarrant was attending the Forever Family Foundation conference as a presenter when I met him. He had studied and mapped the brainwave activity of one of the Forever Family Foundation certified mediums, Janet Mayer, and was presenting his unique findings. One thing led to another, and before I knew it, I was hooked up to an EEG, having my brainwaves studied by Dr. Tarrant. This was the first of a number of occasions where he would gather data on what my brain was doing during normal talking mode, as well as when I went into psychic and mediumistic mode. Some very interesting things were revealed. For example, when I read, I get an inner screen that appears in my mind's eye. That screen is divided into two sections. The left-hand side of the screen is where I get all of my psychic information. The right-hand side of the screen is where I get all my mediumistic information. To clarify, when I read psychically, I am reading a person's energy field and picking up on past, present, and future events.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?